The interesting thing is that this does coincide with this sudden period of worldwide aggression. Let me just say a little bit about, but more about what actually happened at that time to give some perspective. Ancient Egypt, until that time, they'd had wars, don't get me wrong, and there'd been civil disputes, but it had been a relatively stable country. They had never, the ancient Egyptians until that point, never decided to try and build an empire. They weren't empire builders. They were quite happy living in the fertile area along the Nile. They didn't bother invading anybody else to any degree. They certainly never decided to build an empire until, in exactly 1486 BC, the Egyptian king, the pharaoh, Thutmosis III, decided to suddenly, he seized the throne from his mother, who was actually the true ruler at that time. He was had been a fairly young man, and she had been the regent. He seized the throne from his mother, seems to have had her killed. Her name was Hatshepsut. And he then immediately decided to start invading half the Middle East. He marched his armies south into Nubia and Ethiopia. He marched them east into Libya, and his main thrust was into to the west, into what is now Israel, north, as far as Syria, and he tried to build this this huge empire. Now, the bloodshed that was caused by this was tremendous. One of the battles that he fought again in what is now Israel was the Battle of Megiddo, which was so terrible that it gave its name to mass carnage ever since, because the biblical name for Megiddo was Armageddon. And the battle was so bloody that what happened is that when people describe the idea of the final battle that was supposed to bring to get to about the earth's final destruction, the Bible writers refer to it as the final battle of Megiddo or Armageddon, after which we now call the end of the earth. So that is how violent this period was for in the Middle East. At exactly the same time, the Hittites, who were in what is now Turkey, after living relatively peacefully and not trying to build an empire, they suddenly began to invade other countries around them, such as what is now Iraq.
Right.
They moved south into Syria. They came into conflict with the Egyptians. They fought vast battles against them with thousands and thousands of troops, with large armies at the time. We've then got the people from Armenia, a people called the Yaz culture. Archaeologists found them very peaceful until they suddenly decided to invade what's now Iran, or Persia as it was known. Thousands of miles away in northern India, in the Indus Valley, a very peaceful civilization known as the Indus Valley culture, was suddenly overwhelmed by a people who invaded from Afghanistan, wiped out their culture completely. In China, we have massive civil wars taking place. In Central America, in Mexico, we have a culture that's known as the Pre-Olmec culture. They had been very, very peaceful. Suddenly, they started fighting amongst themselves. And what happened after the destruction of the Pre-Olmec people was the rise of the very bloody and violent Olmec culture that began at this time.
And this happened all at the same time period,
Graham? All at the same time. I mean, we have precise dates that we can gather from the scanty records that survived from Egypt and India and from the Middle East. We have archaeological records, carbon dating, that sort of thing, which gives us an approximate date of around about 1500 BC for what happened in Central America. I mentioned Stonehenge before. The people in Britain that built Stonehenge had been building these big stone circles and other monuments for over 1,000 years. They'd been archaeologists, and they were very peaceful people. They never made weapons for warfare. Their graves don't show any people, any skeletons that died in battle. Suddenly, around about 1500 BC, from the carbon dating and so forth, we know that this culture suddenly began to fight amongst themselves. They started building fortifications, hill forts. They stopped building the Stonehenge and other stone circles like that. They stopped building them anymore. They suddenly started concentrating their efforts on fighting one another in a mass civil war, is the only thing it can be described as. And basically, they wiped each other out. So all this is happening at the same time.
Well, what was it? Some kind of a effect on people's brains? What happened?
Well, the individual thing about historians and archaeologists is that they do obviously concentrate on a specific place and time, generally speaking. You've got Chinese archaeologists and historians, Indian. You have the same thing in Europe and obviously Egyptologists in Egypt. They're not really looking at the wider picture. They're saying, well, this war happened then. They're not looking at any overall global phenomenon. They're saying, well, you have local political factors that cause the war. But what happens is that if you look at the global factor, then you see all these different civilizations fighting and being, you've got what you could only really describe as an epidemic of global aggression. And some people, some archaeologists have suggested at one point, well, there must have been some sudden climate change at this point that caused food and resources to become more scarce, so therefore cultures began to fight over them. Now, that's very realistic. However, over more recent years, archaeology has been able to examine the kind of vegetation that was deposited at that particular period in the strata of soil as they dig down. They know that this is the vegetation that grew around 1500 BC. And from the type of vegetation, you can tell the type of climate and the kind of animals that are thriving. And from that evidence, we now know that there may have been minor climate changes in some areas. That happens all the time. But there was no global climate change that took place that affected all these places around 1500 BC. Nothing sufficient that would have immediately caused everyone to start fighting each other pretty much in the same year. In some cases, when we do have records like from China and Egypt, we know that the year by our modern calendar is 1486 BC. I mean, the Chinese had nothing to do with the ancient Egyptians, who certainly had nothing to do with the pre-Olmecs of Central America or the people who built Stonehenge in Britain. And so there must have been some common factor that caused all these people to become aggressive other than climate change. And this is where the comet perhaps comes into it.
Have you been following this story in Peru where a meteorite apparently hit there and caused, at least they think it caused, 200 to 600 people getting ill?
Yes, I have. It's they've tried to find if there's anything in the soil or whatever to account for why these people are becoming ill. But so far, they haven't been able to isolate it. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, these objects could bring viruses and other problems as well.
Certainly, meteorites—it's a difficult one because you've got sort of solid rock. Certainly, with comets and fragments of comets, you have got the chance of them bringing illnesses. As I mentioned before, comets contain amino acids that may have been the building blocks of life. They could also contain chemicals which could be hazardous to us, even germs perhaps. They might even contain bacteria, according to some theories that believe that life out down here evolved out there. But they certainly can contain chemicals that are hazardous. Cyanogen is one of the chemicals that comets are known to contain, and that's basically in a form of cyanide. You start breathing that stuff in, and you're dead.